Hello, and welcome to Soul Odyssey. This is Deborah Herman, and I'm your host. I'm a psychic medium, and I am broadcasting tonight from beautiful downtown Columbus, Ohio. That's a long story, and it's actually a very long drive from where I usually am. But tonight we have a very awesome topic. We're going to talk about soulmates, and I chose this topic, or at least Spirit chose it for me, because I tend to get a download while I'm thinking about the next week's show, because every time I do a session with someone, typically people are most concerned about relationships, whether they're going to find their true love, whether the person they're with is their true love, what is a soulmate. And so I thought, particularly in light of the seven lessons, which is what we talk about each week, it's something that we need to address, and I'm sure that we will address it both today and many times in the future. Because, as you recall, the seven lessons of Soul Odyssey are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And when it comes right down to it, all of those lessons ultimately relate to love. Most of us feel lonely. The reason we feel lonely is because we feel separate. We feel separate from other human beings, and we also feel separate from God. We may not realize that that's what we're craving, that connection to our higher selves and to spirit. We think that that craving can be fulfilled by another human being. We also forget that we're on a path for individual soul progression. We're growing as an individual person on our path towards spiritual ascension. Because of that, it's a very difficult lesson for us to learn that we have to do it alone. We come into the earth alone. We go out alone. And during our time here, we need to understand that our paths with one another are parallel. Ultimately, we want to connect on a heart and soul level, but we can't walk the path the very same way someone else does. And this is a cause of a great deal of anxiety and angst for people, because we have that craving to be connected to another person. But yet, it's sort of like wanting something sweet, and then whatever you're getting, it's not quite hitting the spot, and yet you still have that feeling of craving. We can't fulfill what it is that we're craving through another person. Now, that does not mean that there are not soulmates for each of us. I believe that there are. I also believe that there are several different types of soulmates. We are meant to have our paths as parallel journeys. And I do believe that, as my departed mother used to say, there is a cover for every pot. I almost said there's a pot for every cover. There's a lid for every pot. And because of that, I think that there are many different combinations of people that can be surprising to those on the outside, but that will work for those two people, and that we all can find, most of us can find in this lifetime, someone to share our journey with us. Share, not walk in front of us or in place of us. Now, I mentioned already the term karmatic soulmate. There are people who come into our lives, whether it's a mate or a friend, or a spouse, ultimately, and they are in our lives to help us grow. We may think that they are, quote, the one, and they are going to be our final resting place, and we're going to live happily ever after. I love Cinderella, believe me. That's the fantasy that we all have, is the perfect princess and the perfect prince are going to find one another, and they're going to, you know, dance off into the sunset, and life will be good. Well, life is good, except some people are in your life strictly to help you work through some of your seven lessons. And sometimes those relationships can be horrible. And for any of you who have experienced divorce, whether you're a man or a woman, and you've had the sense of, quote, sleeping with the enemy, you know that sometimes there can be no other reason that you're with a person except that they were meant to be your grinding stone. And they were meant to be someone who would help you see things differently and perhaps to become more surrendered to your own path and your need to pursue an actual authentic self. And they were, so that's why when you're on a spiritual path, we often talk about forgiveness and letting things go, because although it's pretty hard to do as a human being, human beings can do crazy, crazy things. I was a divorce mediator for a while, and I worked, thank goodness, not as much with the financial aspects, but with custody and visitation. And I've been through my own firsthand experience that people become crazy. When you're playing with those feelings of love and a need for security and for wholeness and for a sense of things being clear, because the spiritual path is anything but typically clear. And we hope that when we're with a mate that we aren't going to be going through all of these different computations in our lives that make things often crazy. Well, when people are going through a divorce, it's total chaos and craziness because all of your spiritual foundation is being shaken and is at least temporarily being destroyed. And that's a time typically when people can come out at their best, because if you're able to come out of a relationship that's karmatic, relatively unscathed, you often find a greater connection to your personal sense of self. And often we have a surrender to God, which is the lesson of God love. Quite often, there's nowhere else to go but up. And some of us who are stubborn on our spiritual paths, like I am, have to be pushed into a corner so that we have to say, okay, God and spirit and my guides, help me, because I am now totally out of control. Life does not make sense anymore, and I need help. And that's often a time when we turn to family and we turn to friends. So that's a karmatic soulmate. There are also soulmates. Those are people that we meet, we have a sense of familiarity, we can create a life with them, friendship with them. They make us feel a better sense of ourselves just by being around them. And they take our path with us. Also, I'll just compare the soulmate and what I call the twin flame. There are soulmates who are like super soulmates. It's almost as if you were cut in half and there's someone who is your opposite, your complementary personality. And even though as individuals you are on a soul path and you're pursuing the seven lessons, being with that person is such a sense of familiarity and peacefulness, even if you fight. I mean, you're still spiritual beings in human bodies, and you're still undeveloped souls, but it's a different sense. It's like being home. I know that when I married Jeff, my husband, my father, may he rest in peace, he said, you know, I really like the two of you together. You're both crazy, but you're the same kind of crazy. And I always thought that was the best description of twin flames. And the purpose of a twin flame is as you progress in your path to ascension, they walk that path with you. They are your most trusted ally, and you are their most trusted ally. And again, you may expect that, oh, I'm with my twin flame. That means I'm going to feel great. Everything's going to be wonderful. Sometimes you have the greatest trials and tribulations. But with a twin flame, the two of you become a rock-solid force, and you are able to confront and protect one another in a form of sanctuary from all of the tests and problems from the outside world. You become a sanctuary for one another. You essentially are each other's spirit guides, and you are connected at the soul level. There's a soul recognition, and it's much deeper than, I mean, somebody from the outside could look at you and say, why are those two together? And they may never understand, but the soul recognizes the other soul. And I would love to hear some of your experiences, because I'm sure some of you are, you know, either in karmatic relationships, you're seeking a relationship. Remember that this is a live call-in show, and you can call in toll-free. If you look at the website, it's, I'm trying to look for the number. I'm not having much luck here. You can call in at, okay, here we go. It is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And that would be awesome if you would like to call in and ask questions. Remember, I am a psychic medium and a spiritual teacher, and we are sharing this journey together. This is the Seven Lessons of Soul Odyssey, and I'm here to answer your questions and to help you make sense of this very crazy world that we live in. And the most crazy thing, it's obvious, the most crazy thing is how to be in relationship with other people. Wars are fought over it. And we are our most crazy when we're dealing with issues of love. Does everybody have a soulmate? In my opinion, because we're on a spiritual path, yes, we do. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you will find your soulmate when you want it. A lot of times when I'm talking with people and I'm doing a reading for them, they'll say, you know, when am I going to meet? In fact, I have a very good friend, and she's asked me, when am I going to meet the right man? And I'll start asking, because I get this from Spirit. Spirit tells me, well, ask her a couple of questions. And some of the questions are, you know, so are you ready to have a relationship? Well, I really don't know. Are you, and then she starts talking about all the things that this person would have to be and do. And when you put up those kinds of blockades, it's not just because you're a picky person. It's because you may not be ready to have another person in your life. Because we all have individual work to do. And it's very easy to make that the focus of our lives. You know, when are we going to find the, you know, when are we going to find the right person becomes the obsession of, you know, of our lives. And we are, you know, we are hoping to be able to make that the focal point, but we can't escape that we are on a path, and we can't make excuses by saying that we just need the right person to fulfill us. And the same thing, you know, goes for, it's both men and women who are, you know, who are interested in making these kinds of changes in their lives. So we are looking for someone to take us on our path. Another thing that happens is when people are starting a spiritual path and they start to become very aware and they are becoming, in their mind, more enlightened perhaps than their spouse or their partner, a lot of times we look at them and we say, well, you know, you're not keeping up with me. and I'm moving ahead of you. And then we often think, well, maybe I need to go find someone else because that can't possibly be my soulmate because I'm on a spiritual path and I'm studying, you know, the Ascended Masters and I'm studying all of these different types of things. And I am, I shouldn't be with this person anymore. They're going to hold me back. Well, sometimes the person you're with is intended to balance you out. They're intended to be complementary. And so they may be a person who is totally grounded, has no interest in the type of reading you do, the types of things that interest you, but it doesn't mean that they're not your soulmate. You have to gauge that by how you feel with them. There's nothing wrong with a person who is not consciously pursuing a spiritual path. It's not the same approach for everyone. And if you are a person who has a certain type of mission and you are expanding rapidly, it may actually be a better and wiser choice on the part of the universe to connect you with someone who is not going to be having competitive spirituality with you, because that's also bad. Now, sometimes you may be with the wrong person if they're trying to take you off your path. That's a whole different thing. Now, I think we have a caller from Ohio. Tell me your name.
Ken.
Ken, how are you?
Hi, Deborah. I just wanted to, instead of asking a question, I sort of wanted to make a comment, if that's
yes.
Okay.
Certainly.
Okay. Well, I was just going to relate what you had been saying to how I met my soulmate and how that whole thing came about, because I met my soulmate in a class. And,
yes, yes, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. But basically, what was interesting about it is I was looking for my soulmate all other places than I could possibly think of than right in front of me. And I had this woman that was chasing me for about 5 years. And we went back and forth about, you know, we were dating and then we weren't. And we got back together, and it took me a really long time to have enough courage, even though this woman was standing right in front of me, to put down my ego and just see that, you know, I could relax with this person and be with them and enjoy it. Because what happened with all the other women that I had been seeing was that I would wanted them to kind of protect me, and they didn't want to take that role. So it was really interesting having the reverse happen to me, where somebody else was chasing me, and it took me a while to be able to calm down and just trust that this was a relationship that was going to work out.
Yes, and I actually remember that. And thank you so much for calling. It's such a pleasure and a blessing to hear your voice. Ken actually was part of a class that I taught for about, I think it was about 8 years, where we talked a lot about the seven lessons. And it was a wonderful time for all of us. But I remember that you were a pretty tough customer. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
A little
I don't know
stubborn.
That I don't know that I've changed, but yes.
But I yeah, really. Well, we all have the 2x4 on the head method of learning, don't we?
Right.
But I remember that it was very difficult for you to let someone in who could really love you unconditionally. I don't know that you believed that that was possible.
I guess not. You know, I hadn't thought about it quite the way you put it, but that does make sense.
Yes, it does, because I just remember that there was such a it's almost like when two people are right for each other, there's like an energy arc. It's like the auras almost blend, and sometimes they can't see it with one another, if because they may just not be ready. And, you know, I think all of a sudden when you are ready, and I think also your beautiful, lovely wife thought she was ready, but I think that there were things as well on her end. I know that she went through a very interesting period of time where she was finding herself, and I think the timing became right when Lillian was able to be a person in her own right, and you were able to let down your guard, and then it's like everything opened up and this beautiful energy arc was created, and you've just been such one of the most wonderful couples to observe.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, Lil's here too. Is it okay if I put you on speaker, or that mess up things on the video?
Why don't you put her on the phone? We can talk to Lillian as well.
Okay, here.
Hello.
Well, hi, Lillian. It's so wonderful to hear your voice.
And yours as well.
Yeah, this is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. This is really cool.
Yeah. This is, we're actually, Soul Odyssey Radio is, for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, this is now a weekly program, and the way I would like it to be is that we pick a topic each week and that we learn together. And it's based on the seven lessons of Soul Odyssey, because whether you all know it or not or like it or not, you're on a journey, and it is a journey with tribulation. And so I want to share that with you, but it's also your show. As if we are sitting in a classroom together or just sitting in my living room, it's your show. And you can call and ask questions, if you want an individual reading or you have, I also can do animal communication. But I also, as Lillian and Ken are doing, I love your feedback and get involved with the discussion and the conversation. Of course, I'm going to let you do that now, Lillian.
Well, let's see. What can I say? Well, Ken wanted me to tell you that we're going to be celebrating our 14th anniversary coming up soon.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I'm so happy for you both. And
thank you.
If there are ever soulmates, it's the two of you.
Well, I think something I wanted to say when Ken was talking, it's that I don't know where I read it, but I remember reading it, that when you're in heaven and you decide to come to earth, that they give you a class on how to recognize that person. And I remember the very first time that I sat across the room from Ken, I knew that he was it. And I can't tell you how. I don't. It was just a feeling I had that he was the one. And I never, I guess, deviated from that. It was trials and tribulation. It wasn't, we didn't, just instantly, look at each other. But
well, you went through a lot of growth during that time. We were in the class for, for 8 years.
Right.
And so that was a time that, you were sharing the path.
Well, and one other thing that I think about, because Ken, when we finally did get together and got married, and he said to me, he was sorry that he didn't, recognize it and we didn't get together sooner. And I told him that we wouldn't have made it then because we weren't ready to be together then. And it was a process that took us, through that point of getting to know each other until we could trust and then become truly soulmates and truly married. So,
well, thank you so much for sharing that. It's a blessing to talk with you both. I happen to be in Ohio, so we'll need to reconnect. And I'm going to continue on now. Is there anything else you'd like to say or anything you'd like to ask?
No, just my love to you and Jeff.
Well, thank you so much. And I love both of you, and you are truly a blessing. So thank you, and keep tuning in Thursday nights. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that is such a blessing, because Lillian and Ken are the perfect example. When I started out teaching, I was living in Columbus, Ohio, where I am right now, and it was an amazing group of people, and we all worked through a lot of our lessons. Certainly, we worked through a lot of our lessons together. So I'm so happy now to be sharing all of this with new people, and I hope we all continue to grow together. So we have a caller. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Anne.
Yes, hi, Anne.
Hi.
And do you have a comment or a question?
Well, I have a question. I understand that you're psychic. I've listened to the first part of your show, and I'm wondering about a soulmate.
Whether you have one or whether one is coming,
or one, and if he's coming in the near future, perhaps.
Okay, let me do a little of my tuning in. The answer that I'm getting from Spirit is that you won't meet your soulmate until you let go of the past. Does that resonate with you?
Not so much anymore. It would have a couple years ago.
Remember that, now again, I'm not the final authority. This is what Spirit told me, and I trust what I hear, because this was a very clear, clairaudient message for you. Sometimes, even though we don't think we're mired in the past, when we meet a person, we may revert to like a default drive, you know, and start bringing back old feelings and old interpretations. So right now, I feel like you need to continue doing some, soul odyssey searching for yourself to make sure that you're leaving room for a person to come into your life. So that if you are, if you're really in a center place, and I think you're getting ready. You know, I'm not seeing this too far off in the future. I mean, I'm seeing maybe a couple of months. But right now, you got to be really, you know, top of your game. You got to make sure that you are centered, that you're in prayer each day, you know. I'll give you a prayer to do. And then when the person comes into your life, you're not going, you can't blow it, because if it's the right person, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I've blown it, you know, or this, or God will go through contortions to get the right person to you, and you'll meet him in the right place. But it may be that you get into the relationship and prolong it because you're reacting in a way that's from the past. Does that make any sense?
Okay. It does.
Yeah. So you need to just remember that you are... this is a message, too. It's very important for you to remember how lovable you are, okay? Don't let your insecurities creep in and start telling you things like, oh, you know, just whatever the negative messages are that you let creep into your thoughts, you know?
Yeah, I have to watch those. I do know. That I know well.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. You are lovable, and I want you to put on your mirror or your refrigerator or someplace where you'll look at it an affirmation that says, I am amazing and wonderful.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
That's all it is. Very simple. I am amazing and wonderful. And put that on your window or your door or wherever you're going to look at it every day, because you are amazing and wonderful. And
well,
when you, and when you, pardon?
I said thank you. I appreciate this help. It's good.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. You know, it's so much easier for human beings to think of themselves as bad or wrong or somehow lacking. It's so much harder for us to realize how amazing and wonderful we are. Okay? And if you stay in that headspace, I am amazing and wonderful, then when you do meet someone, you're not going to do the other mistakes. I don't call them mistakes. They're mistakes. You know, you're not going to fall back into old patterns. You're going to go into the relationship far more confidently.
Great. Will that help with the job, too?
It certainly helps with everything that you do, because if you're acting from your authentic self, where you're feeling amazing and wonderful, it's almost like there's no stopping you. But when you slip back into those old thoughts of, you know, there's something wrong with me, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable enough, it affects everything you do. I feel like you're also a sender, you know, so it's almost like you send those thoughts out. People will respond to and react to what you're feeling about yourself.
Okay.
And every morning, I want you to get up and I want you to say, thank you, God, for bringing me to this day. Please show me how to serve you. And then you can add, and if it's okay, I wouldn't mind meeting my soulmate. If it's your will. You can add, you know, just say, okay, God, if it's your will, because one of the worst things we do, and I really am so glad that I'm remembering to say this on the show on Soulmates, is we come up with the list of, you know, people talk about manifesting and all of that. When it comes to the soulmates, it's wrong-o. We cannot make a list and say, this is what I want, God, send this to me, because that's when you're going to wind up with the wrong person who's karmatic. Because we really don't always know what's best for us. Because we don't always know who we are. You understand?
I do. That's an excellent point. And
yeah.
I think it's probably a way you set up false expectations, too.
Absolutely. We set up false expectations. We think we want one kind of person. And then we wind up bringing someone into our life who is the exact wrong kind of person. We want to operate from our higher selves, our most healthy selves, and our most authentic selves. So if we ask God, who knows our soul, God knows our soul at its highest potential. So we say, okay, God, I know I'm very flawed. I'm working, you know, I am amazing and wonderful, but I am human. So if it be your will, send me the right person. We may have to grow together a little bit. You know, and duke it out. Because, you know, it's not like you meet your soulmate and then it's like all perfect. You still have to work on things. But there is that recognition and there's that sense of home. And if you let God do the picking, you will find that you will be one happy, happy woman.
Okay, I'll look forward to that.
Well, you're just going to have to keep us all informed.
I will do that, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Call again.
Okay.
Oh, boy, I am so glad that this last caller reminded me to explain the way it works. Because as we talked about last week, I was talking about how there are different aspects of our soul. And one of them is our highest being. And that's the part that's more how what we feel in people when we are recognize if we're sensitive and we're recognizing who they are, we're feeling soul to soul. That's why you might meet someone and they're total strangers, at least in the physical world, but they're not strangers because you're having a soul experience. And so if you are, aha, Jess from Los Angeles.
Hello.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So how is the weather in Los Angeles?
Amazing. I don't want to rub it in, though.
Yeah, really, okay.
I had a question.
Okay.
I'm coming into adulthood. You know, I'm at that ledge, that, you know, transitioning state. And since you're talking about soulmates, I wanted to know, just out of curiosity, I mean, is it possible for someone to find a soulmate at 18, or is it something that they shouldn't be thinking about? They should be concentrating on their own spiritual growth. Like, what do you think? Like, the people you meet, are they just practice for when you meet your soulmate? Like, you know?
It really depends. It's not a very easy answer, but there is an answer.
Okay.
There are people who, because of the type of path they have, they don't need to learn their lessons through relationships.
Okay?
They may have other lessons to learn. Maybe it's not learning about self-love in the context of being with another person who maybe is going to, you know, make their lives difficult by being demanding controlling. You know? So, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
There are people, they just don't have to go through that. They've maybe worked on that lesson in their last life. Because remember, the reason I think past lives, I've spoken about this before, past lives are interesting to me only to the extent of what lessons we're carrying through to the next life. You know, and so some people in this life are going to meet a soulmate at a young age or a twin flame and be with that person the rest of their lives. And people may say, oh, you're only 18, you're only 16, you're only 20, and what do you know? But for that person, that's all. And they can put relationship aside and do a whole different task. Now, on the other hand, as far as the idea of are they just for practice, everyone is in a person's life for a reason.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
And either they're going to grow together or they're going to grow apart.
But they still take something from each other.
And they give something, I'd rather put it, they give something to each other.
Oh, not take it.
Well, that's okay. You've admitted that you're on the threshold of adulthood. So you have plenty of time to refocus that one. it's a mutuality.
Okay.
And it's a mutuality. And so I don't like to seal in stone that a person is not going to meet their soulmate or twin flame at a young age. Plus, I think in our society, we don't respect the feelings and the growth and the spiritual path of young people enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're young doesn't mean that you're too young to be on your spiritual path. You may come into awareness more consciously, you know, from 18 up. But children are on a spiritual path. You're all,
yeah.
You know, it's just in varying degrees, and it corresponds also with human developmental stages.
Yeah.
The biggest reason to pay attention to this is to put it in the context of your individual seven lessons. If you or someone like you is in a relationship that takes you off your path and comes between you and your sense of God, or comes mm-hmm. between you and your sense of mission, then it's not the right relationship.
Okay.
That's a touchstone.
Okay.
If it's just that this person drives me crazy and annoys me, you know, that means nothing. That's just human interaction.
Okay.
It all depends on the growth of your soul.
Well, all right.
So thank you so much for calling in, Jess from California.
Thank you for your advice.
Send some sunshine our way.
I promise I will. Good energy.
Okay. Have a great night.
Thank you.
So I think that is a good point, that we also as parents often are afraid to let things play out with our children, our young adult children, because we have to remember, we have to guide, we have to correct, and we have to give our opinions, but our young people have a direct relationship with God, and they have, it's a very difficult lesson for us. It's one of the, it's the lesson of tolerance, really, is how much do you control, how much do you demand, and how much do you work hand in hand with God to guide your young person in a way that is going to be good for them, so that they ultimately wind up in the right relationship or having a direct relationship with God and themselves. Because that's what we want for each of our children. We want them to have a sense of self and the ability to receive the signs directly from God of where to take the next step. Because everybody has a purpose, everybody has a mission, and everybody can connect to that higher consciousness directly. You know, I consider myself, I'm very blessed, I have gifts, I have a, you know, a link, and I'm very grateful that I'm able to do this work now. I started it a long time ago, took some time to raise children, and to grow my own soul, which of course it's still growing and always will. But now is a time when I feel very blessed to be able to share with you, this radio audience, some of the teachings and some of the things that Spirit has told me. And it makes a lot of sense. Our relationships with one another are vital to our spiritual growth. And also, when we're in a relationship or in a marriage, for example, you know, or a deeply committed, loving relationship, the way to make that work, remember, I was a divorce and custody mediator. And I saw couples that really could have worked it out. They really should have stayed together. Not just because it damages the kids, but because all they had done is they had lost their sense of communication. Because they were so busy, they were having dueling issues. They were having human issues that were unable to be dealt with as a team because they did not trust one another. So it's very important for couples to understand the meaning of soulmates. It's not just, oh, we're going to be given this, you know, this goodie where we're going to have all the romance and all the, you know, things that go with it. We are going to have a life partner, or we're going to be our own life partner, so that we can progress and give also to the world, and to give love and to give caring and to give hope to humanity. But we have to start with our individual families and our individual relationships. We have to stop trying to overcome one another. And the ego lesson is very relevant to relationships and to marriage, especially. And we will talk about that as an individual lesson in the future. And I hope that some of you will call in with your questions and comments. But it's very important that our homes stop being our battlegrounds, because our relationships are intended by God, by the universe, by the hierarchy, by the angels. Our relationships are intended to be our greatest protection on a soul level. We are intended to help each other on this earth. And then, of course, that extends into the community. It extends into the world. If we start with our individual sense of self, take that into a relationship with a partner, of course that influences how we raise our children. Take that further into how we relate to each other. Then ultimately, that will lead us to what we want the most, which is peace. It has to start with the individual, has to move through the relationship, through the family, through the children, through the community, through the greater humanity, and then connects us all to God. when we bring positive energy and love out into the world, there's no stopping us. We change the balance. So soulmates and relationships are really important. It's not, you know, it's a fun topic to talk about. And it's, you know, it takes up a lot of our waking hours. But it's really an important topic. You know, this is where we need to put our energy. And I am hoping that you remember the show next week. We are getting close to our end time. You can call in live, 888-815-9756. I want you to remember that this is also your show. I'm Deborah Herman. I am a psychic medium. I'm an animal communicator and a spiritual teacher. I've been doing this for a very long time, at least 25 years, so I am revealing my age because I'm not 25. I have grown children, and I've been through my own relationships, so I do speak also from experience and my sense of spirit, and I'm here to teach you the lessons of Soul Odyssey. I'll repeat them to you again. I want you to drum them into your minds. I want them to become a cosmic curriculum for you so that you can remember and so that when you face trials and tribulations in your world, you can say, okay, God, what is the message that you're trying to send me? And what can I do to participate in my own soul ascension? How can I be a more authentic self? How can I bring my love, my gifts, and my caring and compassion out into the world so that I can make the changes that we need? Seven lessons. Courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. All of these lessons relate to all of these topics. All seven of these lessons relate to the issue of soulmates, or the topic of soulmates. Maybe it's not an issue. I pray that all of you find your mates. Remember, ask the universe, ask God to send you the person that you want and to make you the person that you should be so that you can attract into your life the right person. Stephanie, you're catching us at our last. You're catching us the end. I'm so glad.
Hello.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, well, actually, it is a question and a comment. It's come to me in the past that the feeling that one has many soulmates, like people who are here to help you out, and that seems to be different than what you're talking about. And the other thing is about somebody in particular.
Well, actually, in the early part of the show, I talked about what I call karmatic soulmates, and you are 100% right, Stephanie, and thank you for reminding us at the end of the show. It's not just one person. There are many, many people who are in our lives, and we teach each other. And they can be relationships that are good. They can be relationships that are bad. I also believe that there are what I call twin flames, and that they are almost like the second piece of ourselves. And it's a different kind of soul connection, and it has a different purpose in the part of our path that we're on. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, because there's someone, I was really, really lonely this part of, earlier this year, and I was meditating a lot, and what I got was the message was, you're going to meet someone very soon. And I just picked out this poem I'd written about that ends with, you're going to find see yourself reflected, your brother and your soul sister. And I have two friends like that. They're both from Turkey. And one of them, I had this description. It was this description. It's going to be like this. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. It's going to be like, and I was like, no, it's going to be like this. And I kept, and I was like, what do you mean? You know, and I was describing him. I'm not going to say exactly in case someone I know is listening to this because I want to protect his privacy. But it was, and then I met him and I first saw him. I was like, ew, I'm not interested in this. Not ew, but I just he was depressed, and he was kind of reflecting where I was at. And I swear, the second time I met him, I looked in his eyes and went, "There's someone in there."
Exactly.
And, it's like
exactly.
I've been looking for those eyes all my life, huh?
The recognition, it's soul recognition. And I said earlier that, I don't know if you were able to catch it, but I said that sometimes people from the outside will look at the two of you and say, why are they together? But it's the soul recognition, the eyes of the windows, and you're together for a reason. And only you, the other person, and God know the truth. And it's wonderful that you're able to listen to that voice. Because that's what leads to your soul's growth, and that's what leads to happiness in a relationship with another person.
Yeah.
So is it working out?
Well, yes and no. I keep getting in the way.
That's because of your past.
Huh?
I said that's because of your path.
Oh.
It doesn't stop with finding the soulmate. It starts with finding the soulmate quite often.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, yeah. And sometimes I get the feeling that I've had the message. I had this in a healer training workshop that he's actually going to go back home and marry somebody else. But that isn't necessary. And then I get a message that isn't the way it absolutely has to be. So I'm kind of like, it's weird because I've had a vision right before we went on our first date, which was really very weird experience. And I've had other messages since, but they weren't as clear and as open as that one was.
Well, unfortunately, we're getting ready to end the show, but I want you to know that the reason you get different messages at different times is because of that little old tricky thing called free will. Okay? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the messages are not sealed in stone. And if you have, first of all, one thing you have to do is if you have feelings for this person, make them known. If you want this person to stay, make your feelings known. Okay? That's the only that's the message I'm getting for you.
I've been telling him.
Well, keep telling him. And make sure that, but also make sure that it's what you really want. Remember to ask God if it be your will. Okay? If it be your will. And that way, you not only have your own true and highest feelings, but you also have the universe on your side. And it'll play out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. It's odd. When I let go and start going the way I need to go, like just for me, get my stuff together, I run into them.
Well, and that may be your answer right there. So focus on yourself. Thank you so much for calling, and please continue to listen to Soul Odyssey Radio. We'll be back next Thursday, same time, and I hope we'll have more time to talk.
Yeah,
and,
have a great week.
Yeah, that would be great. So thank you again, and to our other listeners, remember, come back next Thursday. This is your show as well as mine. I'm host Deborah Herman, and I hope you have a wonderful week of Soul Odyssey. Good night.